We only have a couple this morning. The first one is pray for Libby Unruh. I hope I said that right, y'all. Who is having surgery to remove her thyroid today. Okay. And then let's pray for Osmani Villa, who said he was confused and needs help. Only Jesus can give him.
Okay. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you are our sufficiency in everything that we go through. You are our source. You are our comfort. You are our peace. Father, and you are our wisdom, and you are our instruction. Lord, you are our righteousness, and we look to you, Lord, because we cannot do anything without you. Lord, we pray for Libby, who is going through this surgery, Lord, to remove her thyroid. Lord, we pray that you would go with her through this surgery. Lord, be with the doctors as they minister to her today. Father, I pray for this, that you would guide their hands, that there would be no complications. Father, and we pray that her recovery time would be speeded up. Father, that it would take less time for her to recover from this, Lord, and that it would be successful. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, for your strength, God, to be upon her today. And Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness in everything that we go through. Father, we thank you, Father, for your healing virtue, because Jesus paid for that on the cross when he took those stripes on his back. And Lord, you work with doctors. And Lord, we thank you for them and what they can do. And Lord, you even had a doctor in your disciples. Luke was a physician. Lord, so you're not against doctors, Lord. And there's many Christian doctors out there, and we just thank you for them. And we thank you for their knowledge of medicine. Lord, you gave them that knowledge. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you provided healing for us in all different ways. And we give you praise for it, Lord. We thank you for touching her, Lord, in this surgery. Lord, and now we pray for Osmani Villa, Lord, and we come against this confusion, Lord, Father, that the enemy would put upon him, Lord. Confusion is not from God, it is from the enemy. And Lord, we bind that in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, God, that you would cause his thoughts to be established, Lord, and Father, that he would not walk in confusion, Lord. Father, we don't have to receive. Lord, there's a lot of different physical conditions that part of the symptom is confusion. But Lord, as we said before, you paid the price on Calvary for our healing. And so, Father, we ask you, Father, that if this confusion is coming from a physical source, Lord, a physical malady that the enemy has placed upon him, Lord, we bind that thing that the enemy, that disease or that condition that the enemy has placed upon him, in Jesus' name, and we command the enemy to take his hands off, and we bind that, and Father, we ask for healing virtue to flow through him, Lord, and to restore his mental clarity, Father, where he can think straight, where he's not in confusion. Father, we ask for a miracle. You still perform miracles today. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Your word does not change. And if you did it back then, and when you walk the earth, you can do it today, Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for touching him. And we come against any kind of confusion that is going on through circumstances, Lord. Sometimes the enemy brings situations in our lives to discourage us and to confuse us and to tear up families and cause things to happen, Lord. wherever things in turmoil and confusion. And Father, we just bind the hand of Satan. However way it comes, Lord, it's from the enemy, because you do not bring confusion, Lord. You bring peace and you love. You bring soundness and a clear mind, Lord. And Father, we just stand on that scripture, Lord, that says that you give us those things. And Lord, we just praise you, Father, and we ask you, Lord, to do that for Osmond today, Lord. Come against this confusion in the name of Jesus and command it to go in the name of Jesus, and bring clarity, bring soundness of mind to him, bring soundness of thought to him, bring peace to his spirit, bring comfort to him, Father, in his mind and in his emotions, and Lord, be his deliverer today from the hand of what the enemy would try to do. And we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
So the next
we got to do commercials first, Miss Mary. Sponsorship. My apologies.
Okay, that's all right.
I love your enthusiasm. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue. Apostle Casey Elliott will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. If you don't have a home church, I encourage you to go visit Apostle Casey Elliott. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here in the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma. And the Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152, just a little bit past Sayer. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. I need to do the right thing. The challenge is finding out what that thing is. This is where you develop habits. Good habits produce good results. They're not dependent on what somebody else thinks or even what you think at the time. When you find the right thing, make it a habit.
And we're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for today is Sister Mary Fullerton. Her title for today is Joy. Joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I love having my Jesus joy back.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
That's right. He is. And this next verse from Revelations 3:5 says, He that overcometh, we've been talking about overcoming some this morning. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. See, this is some of the promises of God. That if you don't, you know, if you don't lose heart, you know, it says, He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before the Father and before his angels. As I said before, he's up there making intercession for us. He's up there making intercession for us. The biggest privilege we have, I like this, I will confess his name. He knows us by name. Every one of us. You think of the billions of people on earth and the many people that are serving God. He knows every one of them by name. And he don't get you mixed up. You know, like your natural parents, if they have three or four children and they're saying sometime, I've had, you know, you hear them. They go through the list. Johnny, Sue, David, you know, and the, oh, no, it's you, John. You're the one I'm talking to. They'll call all of their kids by name before they get to the right one. God don't do that.
Come on, Sister Mary.
He gets your name right on target every time. And he knows us personally, and he talks to us personally. Just like Monica was saying a while ago, God spoke to me and told me that if I would do that, you know, that was the first step. He does. He brings personal words of encouragement to us. Wow, what a father. What a father who loves us with an agape, everlasting love that we can't even understand. We can't even comprehend that love. And so, anyway, he says, I will confess his name before the Father and before his people. He'll make intercession for us before his angels. Verse 7 says, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true. You know, I think sometimes a lot of people have forgotten how holy God is.
Come on.
You know, they sometimes think that they can just go out and do whatever they want to. You know. And that God is just going to, you know. But he's a holy God. And he wants us to walk as close to him as we can. His grace will be there to forgive us when we mess up. But he wants us to make an effort to walk as close to him as we can. And he'll give us the strength and he'll teach us what we need to know to be able to do. He'll quicken us. All of a sudden, we'll just get this urge. Hey, I was going to do that, but for some reason, I just have this hesitancy about doing that. Somehow, there's something telling me that I shouldn't do that. That is the Holy Spirit saying, you're kind of going the wrong direction here. You know, I have a different plan for you. I have a different way that if you'll do it this way, it'll work out better for you. And if you'll listen, it'll save you a whole lot of heartache and trouble. Because when you walk and you go ahead and do what you want to do, It just causes sometimes all kinds of repercussions that we didn't even dream of that would happen, you know. And it causes a lot of heartache and sorrow. But if we go God's way, he'll, even though if it looks like we're going to be having to go through a little bit of persecution if we go through that way, God pronounces a blessing on those that are persecuted for his name. And he will more than make up. He will bless you so abundantly. For those, he said, blessed are those that suffer for my sake. He pronounces a blessing. Man, I'd take the blessing of God any day. Any day, because He says he gives us riches and he adds no sorrow to it. He adds no sorrow. He gives us riches of heaven, riches that money cannot buy. They're those priceless riches he gives us that fades not away. A hope, a hope. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see him. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run your race till we see Christ. Because there's a home laid up in heaven for you where thieves do not break through and steal, where moths cannot corrupt. We cannot even fathom the joys and the splendor of heaven. We're going to be walking on gold. Think about it. Walking on that precious commodity that we don't seem to have enough of down here on earth. I mean, we work hard sometimes for our livelihood, you know. And we have to stretch the dollars sometimes. But God's always there to help it, to do it. And God, if God really wants you to do something, he'll provide the resources. And he gives you the strength to work on that job. He gives you the wisdom. He gives you the opportunities. He causes business to come your way. He blesses us richly every day of our lives. And we need to have a grateful, thankful heart. We forget to thank God for all of his blessings sometimes. But they're far past even, they don't even enter into our minds sometimes the ways that he blesses us. And so thank you, Lord, for all of your benefits. There are so many benefits, God, to serving you. And so, anyway, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true. There's no lie in him. The devil is the father of lies. He can't speak the truth. So anything negative that comes your way, that's from the devil. Anything negative that comes into your mind is from the devil. So, he that hath the key of David, that's talking about Jesus there. He that openeth, listen, this is what God does. He that openeth and no man shutteth. He says, when I open a door, no man can shut it. And he shuts a door and no man can open it. God will only shut the doors that are going to hurt you. He gives us his best. He gives us his best. He wants the good things for you. He's not going to give you things that will hurt you. So if anything comes along that hurts you, it's from the enemy. And so don't side in with him. Because we have the choice of if we're going to side in with God or if we're going to side in with the devil. And if you side in with the devil, it's going to just take you into more heartache. It will.
You know, I grew up in church and I had a good belief system. Uh-huh. And then stuff happened and the enemy attacked. Uh-huh. Started saying things. And I took what I knew and believed, and I set it aside. And I began to believe the enemy's lies. And I ended up in a very bad pit. And when I came back to the Lord, when I made the decision that I was done playing God, I was done playing God in my life. Mm-hmm. And I made the decision to let God be God, because He don't have to play God.
That's right.
He is the Almighty God.
Yes.
He don't have to play. So Monica had to step out of the way and make the decision. And I had to lay down all the things, because it was to a point that I didn't know anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was true. I didn't know what was the lie. I just didn't know anymore.
Yeah.
And I had to lay all that down and turn back to God and let Him be God.
Yes.
And then I had to, for me, I had to start over from the basics.
Uh-huh.
I had to get back to the basics.
Yes.
Jesus loves me.
Yes.
You know, I'm in the Lord's army, and just get back to my basics.
Yeah.
And then get back in church, get back in the Word, and just fix my focus
on God. Mm-hmm. Those basics are the foundation underneath it, that unshakable foundation that stands on the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is truth.
Whenever you build a house, think about this. When you go out and you're driving around and you're looking for a place to build a building or a house,
mm-hmm.
and you spot a location, the first thing you do is you excavate.
Mm-hmm.
You clear it. You level the ground.
Yep.
If you're not willing to lay it down and say, okay, God, I don't know anymore. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Your foundation is not going to be where it needs to be. It'll start leaning like that tower.
Yeah, and, you know, that reminds me, God wants us to come to Him as a little child. Mm-hmm. A little child just trusts. It doesn't know anything. It has to look to the parent for instruction and how to, you know. And that's how we have to come to God. Because God says, if you don't come as a little child, you know, you can't enter in.
I want to touch on that, Mary. Last night was today's trash day, where I live.
Uh-huh.
And so it's Angel's chore. It's his job. It's his duty.
Mm-hmm.
His responsibility to take the trash to the road.
Uh-huh.
And that's just his job.
Yeah.
Okay? It was dark last night when we got home.
Uh-huh.
And he was scared, because he's heard stories about the field across the street.
Uh-huh.
About the field.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
He's heard, I used to tell Haley and Ethan, his brother and sister, that there was a boogeyman.
Uh-huh.
And he comes out at night.
Oh.
So let's quit doing that to our kids, because they believe everything we say.
Yeah. They do.
So Angel, you know, and we've heard coyotes out there, you know, and it just, his little mind, he was so terrified. He says, Grandma, will you come stand at the door, because I'm scared. I said, what are you scared of, Angel? The stuff in the field. I said, what do you mean, baby? He said, do you know, Grandma, the stuff in the field. Scared. Will you stand at the door in case they come get me?
Oh.
And I told him last night, we cut that We cut that cord of fear last night.
Yes.
I said, baby, I said, anything that is out in that field is more scared of you than you are of it right now.
Uh-huh.
If they even think you're outside, they're running away from you, not towards you. And I mean, like that. He looked at me, his eyes got big, and he just started laughing. He just had this uncontrollable laughter over him.
Relief.
And it was like, you could literally feel the fear leave that baby.
Yeah. So, well, I want to read one last verse. There was some others between this, but I'm going to leave them out. But this last verse, well, maybe the last two, verse 10 and verse 11 of Revelation 3. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. And this last phrase is very, very important. That no man take thy crown. That phrase right there is in all capital letters. That no man take thy crown. Don't let anybody, don't let anything come between you and your relationship with God.
Amen.
And let it take your crown. That no, this is the final thing. In Revelation, it talks about all the beauty of heaven, and it talks about the crowns that they saw that were cast at Jesus' feet. He's going to give us a crown when we stand before him and we hear him say, well done. He's going to give us a crown. And what are we going to do? We'll probably cast it at his feet because we wouldn't be there without him. And it says, behold, I come quickly. It's even at the door, so to speak. He's just standing at the door saying, Lord, God, Father, when is the time coming that I can go get my bride? The church is his bride. When can I go get him? He says, I come quickly. Hold that fast. Hang on to it with all you got, which thou hast, your walk with God, that no man take your crown. That no man take your eternity. Wherever we go, we're going to spend an eternity, whether it's in hell or whether it's in heaven. There's two places. We make the choice. And if we let go of the things of God, we're automatically choosing the other place. Don't let the devil deceive you. Keep your eyes open. Keep watchful. Keep the joy of the Lord in your heart. I never really got to scriptures on joy. This can go on for the next session when I come back. I'll continue this because we didn't hardly even get started on it.
Oh, maybe Miss Neva's got some empty spots on the calendar later this month, and maybe we can get you in there to come back and give this in the entirety.
Okay.
That would be That'll awesome. Do good. That'll I just love you, Miss Mary.
Well, thank you.
You have it. Would you like to pray to send us out?
Okay. Father, we thank you for this awesome privilege, Lord, of sharing your word today. And we thank you for all of the thoughts that you just planted in our spirit, Lord, because I had a whole different direction that I was going to go. But, Lord, you took it over, Lord, and that's just what we want you to do. We want you to take over and say what you want to get across to people. You know who's listening, Lord, and you know what they need to hear. And so, Father, we thank you for having this opportunity to be your vessel at this time, Lord. And we don't take this opportunity lightly. We cherish it, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We just want to serve you in every way that we can. Lord, and we just give you glory. We ask you to bless our listeners. Go with them through their day, Lord. You know what each of them are facing. Lord, you know the situations. We ask, Lord, that you would bless those, Lord God, that are going through hard times. Lord, those that are going through illnesses, those that are going through circumstances that are so hard, lift them up and encourage them, Father. God, speak to them in their spirit. Let them know they're not alone, that they're not forsaken, that you're right there and you know, Lord, and that you're giving them the strength and you're giving them, you're working things out for their good, Lord, and that you're going to cause them to be an overcomer in the end, and that you've got a, they've got a hope in heaven, and that God is real and he's their friend and he's their God and he can turn things around in the name of Jesus. Lord, help them to keep their eyes on the eastern sky, waiting, so to speak, waiting for your soon return, because it's any day now you could come, and Lord, you're going to take us out. It's not, it's just going to happen suddenly. No man knows the day nor the hour. So, Lord, we have to remain watchful. So, Lord, renew our hope within us. Renew our strength. Renew our joy. Renew everything we need. Be our sufficiency and our source. Lord, bless them financially. Bless them physically. Bless them spiritually, Lord. Give them those things that they need in their spirit, Lord, to be overcomers. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Sister Sue, and from Sister Mary Fullerton, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request, program, email us at hourofpower@k1.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.